I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
We're back with the second hour of the American Awakening with your host, Michael Herzog, and my special guest, Lindsay Williams. Lindsay is the missionary that was protected by the Lord and walked with the people that really control the world. Lindsay, this is a short segment here, and then we'll have a long segment after the next break. We've only got a few minutes. I wanted to insert one other thing. I wanted to ask you a question, Lindsay, regarding these truckers. And I'm sure you know, these truckers, when they speed or whatever on their American roads, they get pulled over by what they call diesel bears, you know, police for truckers. And do you think that the diesel bears have been informed to have a lower standard for these Mexican truckers that are coming over?
That I have not heard about. I do know that the Mexican truckers are not going to be required to hold the same standards that the American truckers do. They are going to put so many truckers out of business, it is almost unbelievable. Why? Why? What is going on that we must have an amalgamation of Mexico, United States, and Canada without any vote of Congress, without any national television media publication being given on this except for Lou Dobbs, and all of a sudden we are facing the issue of a new currency? We are on the verge of our Constitution being totally nullified by a man who just runs helter-skelter over Congress, does everything he wants to do on his own time, pulls in all of these corporations, and of course this New World Order, this North American Union, this amalgamation of the three countries, is basically going to be something that's done by big corporations,
mm-hmm.
With, of course, the president's and vice president's permission, and Congress being totally bypassed, and the people never having any vote as to whether they want to be relegated to third world status.
Well, the Congress, by them rolling over and not doing anything about it, it's obvious that they're already bought and paid for. The majority of them have to be. There's only a handful of congressmen in there who really vote constitutionally anyway. These lobbies and special interests have bought them off. There's, and I'm sure you're probably aware of this. Have you heard of the International Property Maintenance Code?
Yes.
Yeah, and I've got situations of people all over that are getting their property confiscated by this Gestapo type of, you know, legislation that's similar to a homeowners association, only worse. I mean, where does it end, Lindsay? This is an atrocity. This is not where I grew up. This is not when I pledged allegiance to the flag, I pledged to the republic for which it stands, not to this this supposed democracy that they're, you know, quote, bringing to Iraq. This is a fascist state. This is a police state that we live in.
Oh, it's exactly what they want. And of course, Homeland Security is such a farce. They don't have the ability to do anything. It was quite interesting. Whenever you call my 800 number, by the way, by all means ask for a free preparedness catalog of everything you can possibly want. It's not something that I produce, but you at least need to know where you can buy what you need in these times. But the individual who puts this catalog out was asked to speak at a group of Homeland Security in Seattle, Washington, just a few days ago.
Okay, let's stop with that. I'm going to have to stop you with that thought. Going to speak at the conference a few days ago. We got to go to a break, and then we got a long segment, Lindsay. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org and 1280 Shortwave. We'll see you in 3 minutes. Stick with us, folks.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered. Our esteemed elders are euthanized. and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Michelle, I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog with the American Awakening, the second hour here. We're on the line with our distinguished guest, Lindsay Williams, who was protected by the Lord and was a missionary that actually walked with the elite and was privy to their meetings. I'm going to open up the phone lines at the 800-313-9443. Again, that's 800-313-9443. Feel free to call in if you have a question or a comment for our guest. The conference, Lindsay. Okay, go ahead and continue.
3 days ago, a seminar was held at Homeland Security in Seattle, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
A very close friend of mine was there. He was invited. This was by invitation only. There were business people there, top people of the city of Seattle, and others. They were invited in by Homeland Security to review everything that Homeland Security would do in case of a tsunami, an earthquake, a major disaster of any kind. Of course, you and I know what that could be, the devaluation of the dollar, the North American Union, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
And in any of these crises, what would Homeland Security do? There was both a man and a lady who took part in the seminar from Homeland Security. The man first spoke, and he said, "We do not have the resources as Homeland Security to handle disasters of this momentous proportion that we're talking about today." And he outright said, "There's nothing we can do about it. You had better go and get the people that you employ and tell them to prepare themselves. We're telling you as the business leaders, as the leaders of this city, to tell people they had better go get their generators, they had better go get their supplies, their food, their water, everything else. We do not have the resources to take care of it." Then after he finished, a lady got up and spoke. And she said, "This is correct. We do not have any way of doing this." And she went on and on and on as to, well, finally, someone spoke at a question and answer session and said, "Okay." Then that you don't have the resources and there's nothing you can do in taking care of this disaster, then what do you plan to do? Oh, this was startling. I mean, I had to ask this friend of mine twice, and a very reliable person, by the way. I had to ask him twice what this lady said. She said, we are prepared to secure the county instantaneously. In other words, they have already designed a plan to lock down everything in the entire county that surrounds Seattle, Washington. Now, if they're doing it there, this is also being done all across America. They are prepared to secure it. In other words, lock it down. Nobody moves. Airplanes are shut down instantaneously. Traffic, travel, everything. I mean, this was a seminar 3 days ago in Seattle, Washington. We're prepared to secure the county. Now, I don't know how to say anymore except that we have come to a point where what I heard years ago in the fact that the name of the game is control, we've come to a control factor that I never thought I'd see in the United States of America.
Well, when they say prepared to secure the county, and I'm sure all of the counties have the same type of instructions, that's obviously the declaration of martial law. And, you know, this was, remember, George Bush came in with the Patriot Act shortly after 2001 with the when they hit the trade towers. Then he came in with the John Warner Defense Bill and the Military Commissions Act. All this is a pretense to setting this up ahead of time, taking the control away from the state governors and putting it into the Fed to declare martial law. And you were talking a few minutes ago about rights and, you know, the rights that we have under the Constitution. That Military Commissions Act and also the John Warner Defense Bill, the Patriot Act, basically stripped us of those rights. And what really frustrates me, Lindsay, is that the American public at large who sits there and watches mainstream TV with their popcorn and American Idol and so forth, they don't have a clue. They are going to wake up one morning, and you correct me if I'm wrong here, but this is, you know, I mean, this is a horrific scenario, but they could very well wake up one morning in an economic collapse, in a contrived bird flu or biological attack, an attack on Iran where the gas goes up to $10 a gallon and there's rioting in the streets, a massive riot with the truckers, pick a subject. They could wake up one morning and find soldiers outside of their house with guns.
It could happen just that quickly. It literally could happen overnight. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said to me in Cancun, Mexico, just 3 months ago, he said, Lindsay, I am hoping that it doesn't happen instantaneously of the collapse of the dollar. He said, I hope that it will take place gradually over a period of time, but he said it positively is going to happen.
Well, we've had economists come on and speak of that, and as far as the what's happening with the dollar now, just like you had mentioned, China, they had sold off a lot of their T-bills because we had instituted the tariffs on their paper. Correct me if I'm wrong. Could China not pull the plug on us economically just like that?
China could do it just that quickly. In fact, they hold $1 trillion of American paper as of November the 1st, 2006. Let me try to explain, if I can, what $1 trillion would do. $1 trillion is such an astronomical figure that I can't even comprehend it in my finite mind. But $1 trillion would purchase all of the available gold on the face of the earth. I did not say all gold. I said all available gold. Now, do you realize that if China decided to dump that $1 trillion of paper overnight, that it would totally collapse the economy of the United States of America, cause gold to go to maybe $4,000 or $5,000 an ounce, and no telling what else would happen? And then all they would do is turn to the other emerging countries of the world, such as India, Southeast Asia, and other countries, and merely sell their products to them, and Walmart's shelf would be empty. I mean, we're not talking about some fantasy world here, Michael, on your show. We're talking about reality.
No, I agree. I mean, and we're talking about a hyperinflation scenario. I mean,
well, hyperinflation is going to take place anyway, whether we like it or not.
Right, right. But what people don't realize is that then when that happens, I mean, again, the public at large is so dumbed down with their illusionary world that this will come as a total shock to him. The only people really that do know are people, you know, like our listening audience that have been around for a while, that have been listening to RBN. They know, okay, but the majority of the public does not know, and that's why it's imperative that the people that are listening to this show that are awake, that they get this out, get the word out to the people who aren't awake, your friends, your neighbors, buy these DVDs, watch them, get proficient in being able to explain them, or simply, you know, tell your neighbor, hey, I want your opinion on this. I'm not sure what to make of this. Get it in their hands, okay, because believe me, we are a small minority. The people like Lindsay and myself, and I know I went to a meeting the other night, Lindsay, where there was a lot of patriots there, okay? But it was surprisingly smaller than what I had expected, what I had anticipated, because we just are not doing the job of getting the word out. We've got to get it out there. All right, back to what we were talking about. Again, the call-in number, I don't see my phones lighting up here, folks, and I know a lot of you out there are listening because I can see it, okay? Give us a call, 800-313-9443, if you have a question or a comment for Lindsay. Lindsay, let's get back here. Let's see, where was I?
Let's go to the American dollar for just a moment, because every person in the listening audience will be impacted by what's going to happen with the North American Union and the issue of the AmeriCo. Using nominal gross domestic product over 100 years, the U.S. dollar is worth less today than 1 cent compared to 100 years ago. Let me try to explain this, if I can, in a scenario that would bring it down to home for the person in your listening audience. 1960. Now, notice my wording very carefully, because I'll use some buzzwords here, if I may. In 1960, I drove to a service station. Now, a service station.
Right, they wash your windows, your tires, and so forth. Yeah.
An attendant walks out, and he says, "How can I help you?" I said, "Fill her up." Well, he washes my windshield, checks my tires, raises the hood, checks my oil, walks back around and says, 35 cents a gallon. Now, that year of 1960, there were 4 quarts to a gallon. Now, not change, 4 quarts to a gallon. Now, let's come to 2007. I drive to a service station.
Mm-hmm.
There's no attendant. No one washes my windshield. I put a credit card into the pump. There's no personal touch whatsoever, and I'm paying $3 a gallon for the gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
And that year, this year of 2007, is still 4 quarts to the gallon. Now, here is the statement. You and I are paying today at the gas pump proportionately exactly what we paid in 1960 for a gallon of gasoline, 35 cents a gallon, proportionately.
Proportionately, yes.
Yeah, the gas is still 4 quarts to a gallon. It has not changed one iota. The gas is still the same. There's only one thing that has changed between 1960 and 2007. That's the value of the paper that we purchase the gas with. The gas is still 4 quarts to a gallon.
Right.
It has not changed one bit.
Right. And you could compare that to if you went in 1960 and bought that gallon of gasoline with an ounce of silver, you could still buy the same amount of gasoline with the same piece of silver. I mean,
it was still approximately 1 ounce of silver, and I could have gone to a bank that year and had a $1 piece of paper called a Federal Reserve note, and could have bought a silver dollar in 1960 mm-hmm. across the counter in any bank across America normally.
All right. Well,
and it's approximately an ounce of silver.
Lindsay,
so the silver hasn't changed.
Lindsay, my listeners have not let me down. The phone lines are now loaded, okay? Shall we go to some calls?
I'm ready.
Now, I'll tell you what, we've got a break coming up here just in a minute or two. So I'm going to bring up Steve from Colorado. And, Steve, if I need to, I'll hold you over from the break. You're on with Mike and Lindsay. How you doing? No. Oh, Steve, I've got a problem here with my engineer. Excuse me, Mr. Engineer. Steve from Colorado? Oh, he dropped off. Okay, we're going to go to a break. Next up will be Donna from Massachusetts. Stick with us. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my knowledgeable and prestigious guest, Lindsay Williams. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 Shortwave. We will see you in 3.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, and we've got loaded phone lines. We got a short segment here. It's only 5 minutes. So, Donna, Henry, Winterbear, Rita, Steve, all of you guys, I'm going to bring you up. First of all, let's go to Donna in Massachusetts. Donna, you're on with my distinguished guest, Lindsay Williams.
Hello, Mr. Williams and Michael. Yes, for people who don't believe what's happening with this North American Union thing, I work for a busy steel contractor up here in the Northeast. We get all these magazines and literature, but this has to do with, this is a magazine called Aspire, and it deals with pre-stressed concrete. But it's about this highway. State Route 125, new highway that provides direct access from the Otay Mesa border crossing from Mexico to the existing San Diego Freeway Network. Part of the southern portion of the highway, also known as the South Bay Expressway, is being built by a private consortium and will be operated by that group as a tollway for 35 years before being turned over to Caltrans. Says the entire southern portion of the highway, for which the bridge is a major link, will cost an estimated $630 million and is being privately financed. In a unique financing structure, funds for the roadway include bank loans, a $140 million federal loan provided by the U.S. Department of Transportation under the Transportation Infrastructure and Innovation Act of 1998, and private equity capital. In addition, area developers have dedicated right-of-way valued at $40 million. So this is a picture of it here. It's this massive bridge connecting Otay Mesa in Mexico to San Diego.
Mm-hmm. And you want to comment on it, Lindsay? Go ahead.
So, Donna, what you're saying is, from that article, everything mm-hmm. that we're talking about here with the North American Union is not just a figment of the imagination. This is for real.
It's happening. They're building it. I got the picture right in front of me.
Right, and it's privatized, and you can bet your bottom dollar that it's going to be owned by a foreign corporation.
Vote of Congress, no vote
right.
of the American people. We're left out completely. The Constitution is bypassed where it says that we're supposed to be a nation, as we are, republic. And every bit of this is being bypassed by our present administration.
Yeah.
It's happening right before your eyes. And, you know, I know you're a good listener, Donna. We need to wake people up. Time is growing short.
They're boasting about it now. They're looking at, isn't this great? Isn't this beautiful?
No, it's not.
It's unbelievable. It isn't.
It's not beautiful if they knew what was at the end of the line. Well, listen, Donna, I thank you so much for the input and the call, okay?
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
All right, now we got 2 minutes before the break. Let's go to Henry in Connecticut. Henry, you're on the line with Lindsay and Michael.
Yeah, okay, I'll make it quick. Did I hear him right, your guest? He said that if China were to dump all of the dollar gold, that would crash the American dollar, and gold would go up to how many thousands of dollars an ounce?
Let's just say that China, with their $1 trillion of American paper, which they held as of November the 1st of 2006.
Okay.
If, now they won't do this, but if they bought gold with that $1 trillion, it would buy all of the available gold on the face of the earth. Now, if there were no gold whatsoever available to be purchased, what do you think the price of gold would possibly go to?
Oh, gee, I don't know. What, $4,000?
It could easily go to $2,000 to $3,000 an ounce in just a matter of days.
All right, if they can't, all right, so in other words, if China can't buy the gold, then it would go up to $3,000 an ounce.
Well, it's not that they can't. They are buying gold in mass. In fact,
yeah,
they have upped their gold purchase tremendously this year. But the reason that they won't do that is because they hold so much American paper that if they collapsed the American dollar, they would be a loser also. So they're going to do it gradually over a period of time.
All right, why would they be a loser if they were to do that? Wouldn't it, let's say if they were to dump all the American Federal Reserve dollar money, which is like Monopoly money, basically, at Parker Brothers, just like what you buy in a game store, and exchange that for gold. Why would they necessarily would they lose? I mean, if anything, I would think they would gain.
Well, we wouldn't have any money over here for them to be exporting goods, would we?
Well, true. And, of course, China exports so much to the United States of America, and they hold so much of our paper. Until it'd be disadvantaged to collapse it overnight. Now, you do.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So it would be a two-way street.
Yeah, on the 15th of March of 07, now this is just days ago, 15th of March 07, China established what is called SAFE, S-A-F-E, a new government agency that they've never had before, and it was for the purpose of getting rid of U.S. Treasury notes. I mean, this was so startling. The media never said a word about it. It's knowledgeable amongst people like
Robert
Chapman,
Robert Chapman and all of them, yeah, right.
Yeah, and they are going to be dumping over a period of time our American securities because they're scared to death of our $9 trillion national debt, and they know that it's inevitable that the dollar is going to crash, and they don't want to be held holding it. So they gradually get rid of it using this agency that they established called SAFE.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Anything else, Henry?
One other thing. Obviously, let me ask this about the bankers on the Rothschild side. One time gold was very bullish, and it kept pushing the heck out of 680 or 690, and it, for some reason it was like hammered down and dropped to 640.
All right, wait a minute. Let me stop you. All right, I'll hold you over. We'll have to take a break, and as soon as the break is over, you can ask it again, Henry. Then Rita, we're going to go to Rita and then Steve after that, so stick with us. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest Lindsay Williams. RepublicBroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave. Stick with us. We'll be back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog with The American Awakening and my special guest, Lindsay Williams. And we have on the line Henry from Connecticut with another question. Go ahead. This is a long segment this time. Go ahead, Henry.
No, what I was talking about is on the, it seems that they have, the Rothschilds have a way of hammering down gold. Gold seemed like it was climbing up to $700 an ounce. And then it shot down to 640-something. About 3 weeks ago, now it's shooting back up and it's going back up again. And what I want to ask him is now it's, I think it closes 674. So what I want to ask him is that, is it that these Federal Reserve and these Zionist bankers like the ones in London, Rothschild and Lazard Brothers and them, are they, let's say, losing control where they can always control gold and hammer gold like they once did? Because it seems to be that it was shooting back up to what it is today and it was like went down and dropped quite a bit. And it's still shooting right back up again. You know, it's like there's a war between the regular investors and them with gold.
You want to handle that, Lindsay?
Years ago, the French conqueror Napoleon, he practically conquered the entire world. He came to China. He looked over what was there. He saw the massive amounts of people. And he said, "This is a sleeping giant. Let her sleep." And he never invaded. China never woke up until George Bush Sr. Was the ambassador from the United States of America to China, and he basically began the wake-up in China. Today, there is a monster there that nobody has control of. They have a form of life, a pattern of life that is completely different. Why America cannot realize what we have done in turning over our industry, our patents, everything imaginable to China.
Yeah, but we
the emerging nations of the world right now, if they decided to do something about this gold, I don't think even the powers elite that you're just talking about would be able to control it.
All right, and then it also includes India, too, because the Indian people are buying it up, and they're getting good quality, too, because they're getting 24-carat gold jewelry instead of pushing the crappy 18-carat here.
Yeah, so you see, there's only so far that even the power elite that you're talking about can control the price of gold. They'll lose hold of it at some point.
They've got a plunge protection team that's in overdrive right now.
All right, what is that?
The plunge protection team was instituted in the Reagan administration that was supposed to be used strictly for emergencies in case there was a plunge in the stock market like there was in 1987, so they'd stop it and close it down. But they've been using this rampantly, okay, to go in and manipulate all of the markets. Now,
yeah, I see that.
Yeah. Well, this, I'll tell you what, in all honesty...
That was a Jew that crashed the deck in 1987. I think it was Bolsky or somebody.
I don't know. Okay,
no,
but anyway, I'll tell you, Henry, thank you so much for the call. I got to run. I got other calls on line, but thank you again, okay? All right. Steve, we have on the line, but we're going to go to Rita in Colorado first. So, Steve, stick with us. Rita from Colorado, you're on with Michael and Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
You know, what we need to concentrate on a bit is, you know, in order to start this whole North American Union running is that they kind of had to dumb down the culture, and they really did attack the Christian faith, Lindsay, and so it was a process of gradualism, and I know you started off as a minister. I started off as a software engineer, but now I'm kind of like the shoes on the other foot, and I'm a Christian faith keeper, and I am somebody that can determine if somebody is actually a Christian, and that's what I did when I went to Europe, to there's actually a way that we can say if somebody is respecting of the Christian faith or not. So what we need to do is really look at that situation, and that's really what the problem with the borders is because we've got the kind of churches that Bush and Clinton wanted, and it's exactly what the people that are coming across the borders, what they want for the to be their Christianity.
Lindsay?
Yes, very well could be. That is gone out of my expertise, so I don't know how to answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's just kind of the way it works. I'm in the faith business now, and I have to explain some things because there's really dark things that happen when we keep forgetting the roots of Christianity, and it was started in gradualism, and we almost need a paradigm shift to get it back to the way it's supposed to be.
That's a good point, well, Rita. Go ahead, Lindsay.
Yeah, de Tocqueville said many years ago when he came to America to find out where our greatness was, he said, America is great because America is good. And he said, when America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great.
And both are happening right now.
All right. Thanks, Lindsay.
Right,
thanks,
hey,
Michael.
Hey, thank you, Rita. Thanks so much for the call. Rita's a good listener. She's been listening for a long time to RBN. All right. Let's go to Steve in Texas. Steve, you're on with Michael and Lindsay. Hello? Did I lose Steve? What happened here? Hello? Did I lose Lindsay?
No, I'm
Hello?
Here.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Steve?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. You're there. How are you doing?
I'm here. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, buddy. You're on with Michael and Lindsay. Go ahead.
Hello, Michael and Lindsay. Both of you, good to speak with you. First of all, Michael, I'd like to say, you know, I do enjoy your show. I agree. You know, whenever I hear somebody else is on there in John Stadmiller's place, I get disgusted and turn it off most of the time. until I listen to you, and I say, well, okay, I can listen to him.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate the compliment. No, let me take just a moment on that. I've listened to RBN for, I don't know, a year and a half, 2 years, and every time somebody would replace John, I would say, oh, come on. You know, get him off of there. But it's only because John, I revere John so much, you know. And so when I'm behind the mic now and I come on and replace John, I feel the listener's pain, if you will. You know what I mean? So go ahead, Steve.
I'd just like to say that I think you're doing a good job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
But, you know, my question is, and I've called and spoke with John a time or two, and, you know, I really just awoke to all this stuff that is going on just about probably about 10 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I always kind of knew something was going on, but to the depth of it, I really had no clue, and then I went, as you say, down the rabbit hole. And, you know, it's really frightening to some degree. But I'm one of these individuals that, you know, due to past circumstances, you know, I'm just not in a good spot. You know, I'm a poor man. And I am trying to do what I can to get prepared, you know, such as trying, you know, the one real positive thing I've been able to do is to buy a Berkey filter, you know, start filtering my water and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go to doing things like trying to stock up some food, you know, one of the advertisers, unfortunately, on this network, you know, I called and spoke with them, and you know, this stuff is not cheap. You know?
No, I know.
And I have to work and pay my bills. I work for myself out of my home. You know, I have to work and pay for my computer programming and all this kind of stuff. And we all know that stuff is not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I called and spoke with this individual, and you know, tells me that you know, in a couple of days they're going to be having a new package come up for, you know, like a 2 month supply of food, so you don't have to buy it a whole year at a time.
Right.
You know, but in pricing, he told me what the price would be. And basically what the pricing on that would be is, you know, it's going to double the price of what you pay for a year's worth. If you buy it in installments like that, you know, you're going to be paying double what you would for a year's worth of food if you could afford to pay for it outright.
You know, Steve, I haven't gone down. I haven't really looked into all of the advertisers and their products and costs and so forth. So, I'm sure you're right. I don't know, but I'm not in the position of talking to the advertisers and so forth. But I understand your pain, because believe me, there's a lot of us out there that are poor. Okay.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, what I'm getting at is, you know, what is a person in my position supposed to do? I mean, yeah, I'm really at a loss here. I've tried talking with people and been told that I'm un-American and, you know, lost friendships and stuff over it. And, you know, that doesn't bother me. You know, I have talked with some people that do understand and know, but, you know, what is a person like me supposed to do?
Well, I don't know. I suppose, do you live on a farm? Do you live in a house in the town, or where do you live?
I'm living in a small town. I'm renting a house in a small town. I just moved to Texas about a year ago.
I'll tell you what I do. I will tell you what I do, and then, Lindsay, you can comment if you want to as well. Because, believe it or not, I get there from time to time. I stock up on peanut butter and crackers. Okay, I stock up on goods that'll last me a long time, you know, when I've got a little additional money, I'll buy other things. But when I don't have the money, that's the main thing I go for, because it'll keep, and water, of course, but it'll keep me alive. Okay, Lindsay, have you got a comment?
Now, Homeland Security 3 days ago said, when this friend of mine was at their seminar in Seattle, he said, "We do not have the resources to take care of the people." So you're going to have to find a way to do it yourself. Whatever you can do will have to be adjusted according to the lifestyle that you would like to live when this takes place.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I've found, Steve, is that, you know, the peanut butter and the crackers is the cheapest, longest-lasting thing that will sustain life along with water. So that's the best I can do for you. Go ahead.
Well, and I agree. I mean, I've been doing the same sort of thing, as, you know, stocking up on, you know, canned stuff and, you know, things like that that I can kind of put back, you know. But, you know, I just find it really frustrating that, you know, everybody that comes on to, you know, all these different programs, and you know, Lindsay, I'm not trying to give you a hard time. I hear you, you know, you're giving these other DVDs away, but, you know, if I was to try and buy all the information that's out there, you know, it just gets so overwhelming, you know.
I know. You've got to pick and choose, Steve, and I understand that, okay? Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
No, just keep up the good work, and,
All right, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, Lindsay, and I'm sure you're aware of this, you know, guys like Steve, you know, people out there, we're finding with the housing crunch and the housing bust and these B lenders that are going under, like, New Century and so forth, and these people are starting to lose their homes because their adjustable rate mortgage is going up. You know, there's going to be so many more people out there like that. They're going to be living in their cars, and they're going to be wondering what to do.
Yes, I was given an article just the other day listing all of the subprime lenders that have either stopped issuing subprime mortgages or have gone bankrupt or no longer exist since January the 1st. I was appalled. It actually listed the names of the subprime lenders. This wasn't just somebody saying this is a number we pull out of the hat. 41 subprime lenders have stopped issuing subprime loans. This is going to affect the real estate market in a major way.
Oh, well, I have a mortgage background, and you know, these adjustable rate mortgages, when people have a subprime credit, if you will, and they need to get a loan, they need to get cash out of their house because they're not making ends meet. They wind up getting refinancing a loan at a higher interest rate, and then they've got this little trigger, if you will, in there of 2 to 3 years down the road where they're locked in. Their rate is going to adjust. And if they don't pull themselves out of the hole and start making more money or build their credit up, they're not going to be able to refinance. Or if the cost of their house comes down in this, you know, real estate bust, they're still not going to be able to refinance. So they're caught between a rock and a hard place. And they wind up being out in the street in their cars, if you will, or eating peanut butter and crackers. And this is happening all over the place.
And yet the president has asked for, what was it, $220 billion? In immediate funds for Iraq, is he not aware of what's happening in America?
I don't think that the man is working for the American people. I mean, and the Constitution is just a GD piece of paper to him. Listen, and I know you're aware of that. You want to go to Vandy in Illinois here?
Yes.
Lindsay, let's go to Vandy in Illinois. Vandy, you're on with Michael and Lindsay. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
Lindsay, can you give a say a best guess estimate as when this is going to come down?
Oh, positively. In fact, they have already said it in their papers. Go to lwoil.com. It's my website. And you will find there some items on the New World Order and also on the North American Union. They have stated in their meeting that the president of Mexico, U.S., and Canada met together. And they stated that they will culminate this by the year of 2010.
Okay.
So we've got about 20, let's see, now we've got about 32 months left.
32 months left.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
they have actually given a date in which they intend to implement this.
Now, that is unless they declare martial law beforehand because of any one of a number of other different bullets they have in their gun, Vandy. You know,
oh, positively.
Right. That's 2010 is the worst case scenario, okay? Or that's the farthest off. You know, it could be
done tomorrow.
Now,
that's also the issue of the Amero. That's the new currency. That has to take place by that time also. They may do it ahead of time. They may do it at that date. But they must issue the Amero. That will replace the present currency. And if you think for one moment's time that they're going to say, bring in your dollar and we'll exchange it for one Amero, think again. It'll probably be a 3 or 4 or 5 to 1 exchange. So what is the value of this going to be to you? The same thing took place in many European countries. Whenever the European currency came in, many countries like Poland and other countries over there, oh, my goodness, the people were hurt horribly because the new currency was worth so much more than what their currency was, and it has devastated the countries.
Well, you know, I think John Stadmiller mentioned months ago he had heard that the Amero was already here and the exchange rate was going to be 4 to 1.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that Bank of America already has them.
Yeah,
now, I don't know.
Bank.
I'm not going to say that that's true. I don't have any documentation, but I have heard the rumor. Vandy, anything else?
Yep, that's it. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks for the call, Vandy. I appreciate it. Okay, we got the lines clear for a moment.
Michael, again, I would urge people, this new DVD, I just finished producing it last week. I want to give it to you when you purchase my set of 4 DVDs, and I actually give you 3 DVDs as a gift. One of them 7 hours long, by the way.
Give your number 12, out again.
12 hours and 30 minutes of DVD viewing, and in that is an interview that I was able to make, and you get this no place in the world except from my order line, merely because I'm the only one has it. There was an international, there was a person who helped set up the international cartel
mm-hmm.
years ago. When he retired, this very prestigious individual dared to give me an interview. And I had a person call me the other day and say, this interview that was made with that person a few years ago, he said, right now is taking place some of the things he said in that interview with you a few years ago. You've never heard such in-depth of how the cartel works, the international intricate minute in-depth workings of the international setup of money and banking. All of this is included in this 12 hours and 30 minutes of DVD viewing, and I will give you a copy of my book, Energy Non-Crisis, and there are three DVDs there that I'm giving you when you purchase my full set. And 800-321-2900 is a virtual library that could help spare your dinner table in light of what's taking place with this, especially with this new DVD about the North American Union and the Amero by some very prestigious names that you're going to see on it. 800-321-2900, and they can give you all of the details.
Well, it sounds like something that none of us should be without. Okay, let's see. We've got about a minute before the break, and then we're going to have a... Well, actually, we've got 30 seconds before the break. We're going to go to a break. We're going to come back for the last segment, which I'll get some closing thoughts from my prestigious guest, Lindsay Williams. And, well, we'll talk to you then. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave. Be back in three. See ya.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Alright, we're back for the final segment. Michael Herzog with The American Awakening and my distinguished guest, Lindsay Williams. Lindsay, we got about 4 minutes left. Okay, so what closing thoughts do you have for me, my friend?
Well, Michael, the first thing I would say is to you as a talk show host and to Republic Broadcasting, when all of this is turned around and we see America become free as we were given that freedom in the Constitution by our founding fathers. We're going to have to pat you on the back. You as talk show hosts are doing the greatest job of informing the public and telling the people what's happening of anyone in this nation, bar none. You're reaching the masses, millions of people every day. And I want to encourage you. You're doing a marvelous job, and I just thank the Lord for Republic Broadcasting. I'm so glad that you are there instead of back here in Arizona with us. And want to say an appreciation, and someday we'll have an opportunity to pat you on the back and say you were the ones that made the major turnaround.
Well, I'm flattered, Lindsay, but believe me, there are days when I'd rather be there than here. I've only seen the sunshine a couple times, but that's okay. I'll sacrifice that. But I strongly appreciate it because this is an adventure for me, I'll tell you. But let's go, I'll tell you what, let's go again. We want to make sure that the people get your website. We want to make sure that they've got your phone number so they can order your DVDs. I would strongly urge all of the listeners out there to get them because, I'm sure knowing Lindsay that this will itemize, it takes you through and it's going to show you exactly what's going on and it's going to show people that aren't awake. And these are the main people. We've got to wake these people up. You know, Lindsay, I know you'll agree with me, the New World Order, the elite, whoever that you want to call them, they cannot do this to us unless we let them. If we put our foot down and we're knowledgeable and we have the education and we say, no, stop it, okay, there's no place they can go. Do you agree with that?
You're exactly right, Michael. And the one thing that they fear more than anything else, and I was there with them, I know, the one thing they fear more than anything else is the masses waking up. They can't stand it. And as more and more people take a stand and you're waking them up to help them do it, so if you would like an education in your living room, 12 and one-half hours of DVD viewing, it is a virtual library. Beginning with the year 2006, going to 1916, going through 2007, there's not a stone left unturned. I even go into the farmers. Do you realize that the farmers of America cannot plant their crops past $3 a gallon on diesel fuel?
Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a story that you're going to see it on the grocery store shelves within a year and a half. So if you'd like the complete story, every issue, banking, energy, oil, farming, an interview from one who helped set up the banking cartel of years ago, and the very latest on the North American Union, a DVD prepared just this past week with our shadow government and featuring Lou Dobbs, you are going to be amazed what you're seeing. So I would urge you, just at least call the number. You purchase 4 DVDs, I will give you 3 as a gift and a copy of my book, Energy Non-Crisis, 800-321-2900. And while you're there, ask them for their free catalog. You'll want it. Doesn't cost a penny. They will give you a free catalog to help prepare yourself in light of what's going on today. So, Michael, thank you for allowing me the privilege of being on your show.
Lindsay, I can't thank you enough. I give you accolades, sir, with your knowledge, and I give you accolades for your courage to do what you've done. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, okay, because I don't think I could have done it. At any rate, this is Michael Herzog. Lindsay Williams is going to depart from us. Get ready for the National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller. You're listening to 12180 Shortwave and republicbroadcasting.org. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good rest of the evening. I could, 'cause I'm mad.